Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, planning with confidence. Planning is vital in every area of life. Therefore, we can benefit from the examples of great leaders and their experiences in planning and becoming all God creates us to do and become. Think about your planning process as we share God's direction. First, ask God to give us the wisdom to plan. Wisdom is a God-given ability to see life from His point of view. Requesting wisdom honors God because we are appealing to know Him more. Asking God for guidance and help is life's most incredible time saver. We avoid costly missteps. Therefore, ask God for His wisdom in your planning, my friends. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all freely and reproaches not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing doubting, for he that doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed about. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Second, commit your plans to God and trust Him to help you. He promises to help. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Commit means not merely asking God to bless something we've already done. Instead, we invite Him to lead us and devote ourselves entirely to His plan before, during, and after we have done the work. When we do this, we can expect our plans to be established and succeed beyond our imagination. I've practiced this process for over 20 years and have seen the promise fulfilled many times. I pray you will experience the same outcomes. The key to success is to focus on God throughout the process. At each step, keep asking, seeking, knocking, and to be sure you are in step with His plan and timing. Third, ask God and expect these outcomes. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Jotham, a great king from ancient times, practiced the process and enjoyed many years of success. He reigned 16 years as king. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king. Here is a summary of the outcome. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 6. My friends, rejoice. Victory lies in store for you and for me. For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. Ask God for wisdom and practice His process. Your success will surely come. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.